Welcome to your five for today. Seeing is believing, or so some say. But try asking someone who is blind whether theirs is just a virtual world. Just because we can't see God with our eyes doesn't mean that God isn't there and that he can't see us. In fact, God knows all about us. One day, Jesus passed by a man who was well known to have been blind since his birth. He couldn't see Jesus, but Jesus could see him, and soon his actions and voice would reveal his presence. As the disciples of Jesus looked at this man, they wondered how such a condition had arisen. Could this man somehow have committed some wrong before his birth? Or perhaps it was because of some blunder on the part of his parents? Whilst it is true that our mistakes can have repercussions both to ourselves and others, Jesus said that this was not the case here. Here we understand that when the Bible says Jesus saw him, he could not only see the man's physical condition, but he saw what was beneath too, his spiritual condition. This man's physical blindness gave Jesus the opportunity to perform a miracle that would show God's power at work. The opening of this man's darkened eyes helped to give light to ours and show how God can open the eyes of our heart to believe in and to see God. Jesus did something that might seem very strange to us, odd in many ways, and unappealing to say the least. Spitting on the ground, he mixed it with the clay and then placed it on the man's eyes. He then told him to go and wash at the pool of Siloam. This open pool was gently fed from a hidden source, the Gihon Springs, higher up inside the city of Jerusalem. And so the man went and did as he was told, and his eyes were opened. God sometimes works in strange ways. Strange, that is, from our perspective, for his thoughts are not ours, nor are his ways our ways. Why should someone come down from the splendour of heaven, become a man, and live on earth, eventually to die in a most unpleasant way, crucified, nailed to a cross? Why does he ask us to trust in someone we have never seen, and tell us that we can receive eternal life from an invisible source? The miracle of sight to the man who was born blind reveals the power of God at work and shows that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. Whilst many of the people around tried to explain away this wonderful work, they were left scratching their heads. First, they thought it was a case of mistaken identity, but this was ruled out when the man gave his account. Next, they refused to believe that he'd been blind in the first place, but his parents confirmed that he had. Their last resort was to call him a liar. But they were left with this problem. The fact remained, in the words of the man himself, though there was much he didn't understand, one thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see. No one else but God could do this. This man trusted in the Lord Jesus, believing him to be the Son of God. Although he couldn't see him, he believed his word and did what he told him to do. Later, with opened eyes, he looked on his Saviour. This true story was recorded that we too might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing we might have life through his name. Faith firmly grasps things that are unseen and receives a heavenly reward. Believing is seeing. Thank you for listening.